Little One, written by Sarah A. Denzel and read by Claire Story.
Chapter 1. Take my hand, little one, you're safe now. The child blinked but did not move. Fran squatted down on her haunches to enter the girl's eyeline. It hurt her sore muscles, but she ignored the pain. She was more concerned with the child, who was alone on the village green at 5 a.m. Fran retracted her hand. Perhaps that was the wrong track. "What's your name, sweetheart?" In a darling yellow dress, complete with bows and a Peter Pan collar, the girl looked like a living doll. She was around 6 or 7 years old, with straw golden hair around her shoulders. Above shiny black Mary Jane shoes were a pair of frilly white socks, the kind of clothes her mother used to wear as a child in the 60s. They struck Fran as old-fashioned but cute.
"Father is coming. He'll find me here."
Her voice had such conviction to it, such absolute sincerity. "We can find your daddy together if you like. What's your name?" Fran was beginning to feel conflicted. Had she lingered here alone with a child for too long? Would it seem strange? She straightened and glanced around the empty park, hoping to see her mother or father over near the seesaw or the swings. She didn't want to call the police right away, because she didn't want to scare the girl. But as time went on, it was looking like the safest option.
"Esther."
She spoke clearly and didn't seem shy at all, just reticent. It hadn't occurred to Fran the first time she spoke, but she heard it now. The American accent, a rarity in Leacroft. "Where does your daddy live? We can look for him now." She eyeballed the stoic child desperately. What was one supposed to do in a crisis like this? Take the girl home before calling the police, or wait out here in the pre-dawn chill? Wander around together, searching for the parents? When Fran set out for her early morning jog, this hadn't been part of the plan.
"Arizona," said the child.
Fran pulled her phone out from the pocket of her running tights. Her reflection showed dimly in the dark screen. She turned towards the row of houses running parallel with the village green, wondering which the girl wandered from. Just as she was about to give up and call the police, she heard the rustling of feet coming from behind. Fran saw a woman sprinting across the park, slip sliding on the dewy grass. Fran reached out for her, ready to steady her as she approached. "Whoa," Fran said, as though to a frightened animal. "Take it easy here, the ground's wet."
"Esther, Esther, is that you?"
The woman fell to her knees and pulled the child into a bear hug. She had the same American accent as the girl. Even in the dark, Fran noticed how young the mother was. Barely 25, perhaps even younger. Her hair was brown, thick and wavy. She wore a long dress covered by a cardigan, sensible boots, no obvious jewellery. The clothing seemed good quality, natural cotton, which suggested it might have been handmade. It certainly wasn't from a chain store. "Are you Esther's mum? I'm Fran. I found her about 5 minutes ago. I was just passing by on my jog and saw her standing here alone." Fran wasn't sure if the woman was listening, but she continued with her explanation regardless. "I was just about to call the police, actually. She said she was waiting for her father, but that he lives in Arizona?" The woman stood and wiped her nose with the back of her hand. For the first time, Fran saw her red-rimmed eyes and patchy skin. There were grass stains on her dress where her knees had hit the ground.
"Thank you," she said.
She gazed down at her daughter, taking the child's hand in her own. "Her daddy isn't in Arizona, but we just moved here, and she's confused. I got up early, put the trash in the can, wheelie bin." "That's right," Fran said, encouraging her attempt at learning British vernacular. "She just zipped past me in a blur. I lost her on the street. We live on the east side of the village near the brook. Thank God you were here."